This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today announced plans to send a UN team to Iraq to determine the steps required to create a credible transitional government. The U.S. has been requesting the UN to return to Iraq. The UN pulled out of its Baghdad headquarters after an August attack. Within Iraq, the process of reorganizing the country's military continues. In a recent ceremony in the northern city of Mosul, hundreds of former military officers renounced their membership in the Ba'ath Party and pledged support for the U.S.-led occupation forces. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
The former Iraqi military officers lined up in the chilly winter rain while American soldiers checked to see if they were carrying weapons. The officers were happy to see each other, trying to joke away what was clearly a humiliating experience. 55-year-old Hassan Filaif was a captain in the army.
I heard from the TV and from my friends that there will be a reconciliation committee. We want them to give us a chance to reconstruct, to help in reconstructing Iraq like the others.
Filaif lost his job when the U.S.-led administration dismantled the Iraqi army. Then Filaif and thousands of others lost their pensions and the prospect of any government job because they've been in the senior ranks of the Ba'ath Party. Since the government remains the main employer in Iraq, Filaif has little hope of finding work. The former officers filed into an auditorium. Captain Ahmed Rubai was quite clear he'd come to the ceremony for purely cynical reasons.
I'm here for my kids, not for anything else.
The Ba'ath Party may now be banned, but Rubai is still a member, and his cell gave him the okay to participate in this public denunciation in order to get a job. Other officers gathered here insist they only joined the party because they had to, and they say once in, there was no getting out. The process of de-Ba'athification, which locks these people out, doesn't let them forget the past. U.S. military officers fear this has put tens of thousands of discontented Iraqi officers in limbo. The longer they remain in limbo without pay or pensions, the more likely they are to become fodder for those attacking the U.S.-led forces and those Iraqis working with them. The city of Mosul provided a disproportionate number of Iraq's officers. There are 1,100 former generals in this region alone. The U.S. military expected a crowd, but nothing like the numbers that turned up.
On the ceiling, up in the rafters.
Colonel Joe Anderson is with the 101st Airborne Division.
As you see by the volume of people that are affected by this in society, at some point you got to figure out how do you get them into the fray here. You cannot exclude them. They have to be part of some kind of a reconciliation process if you're not conducting criminal attacks at this point.
The former Iraqi officer signed a document and then took a public pledge. But General David Petraeus, who commands the 101st, gave them no assurances this ceremony would bring any tangible changes.
The individuals gathered here have assembled voluntarily. Their only benefit from these actions will be the sense of personal closure that comes from disavowing links with the former regime and supporting those who are building the new Iraq.
Petraeus risks raising expectations and even more discontent. Dismissed with a piece of cake and a can of Coke and nothing else, Captain Ayas Mohammed Yassin was less than satisfied.
I don't think there will be reconciliation, but they can provide us the old jobs that we lost and pay salaries for them. I think that's the possibility.
Ultimately, the decision on their fate rests with the governing council in Baghdad. There's a huge gulf between those who think all Ba'athists should be punished and those who take the view only those with blood on their hands should pay a price. As one former military officer left the ceremony, he took a copy of his pledge, folded it into an airplane, and tossed it into the wind. Ann Garrels, NPR News.